All right, Patrick Royce, you can find him every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday on Mackie and Judd here. Royce Unchained on Mondays. And you were in the house for a Byron Buxton triple. How is the hip must be pretty good if he's scampering around the bases in St. Paul for a triple, Pat. What's your scouting report?
Yeah, he hit the ball, went over the head of the right fielder. It was kind of a line drive. The right fielder made an Alex Kirilloff type of play, but it wasn't really a butcher job, but it was. It wasn't really, you know, it's kind of shallow out there in right field too. If it was, you know, if it was target field, it might have been inside the park home run, but way it ricocheted off the wall. But it's funny, it almost was like he had. You know, he had it in his mind that I shouldn't be testing it. And he's got the second. He was, I would say that he slowed just a titch and then said, well, hell with it. This is ridiculous. This is a triple for me. And the strides he took from second to third, there's a video of it. Have you seen it?
Yes.
He must have went from second to third in seven strides. It was unbelievable. There was a guy sitting next to me. He was a young guy, but he's an umpire supervisor. But he's kind of new at the job. He was sitting next to me in the press box. Nice guy. And he hadn't seen Buxton before. And he, and he said, he's fast. And I said, yeah, he's fast. He's the fastest thing I've ever seen on a baseball diamond. And that was reiterated yesterday. And then, of course, they pinch ran for him in the second, stiffed us on the Zoom call because they said the first word they used was rehabbing. And I said, rehabbing? You know, but I think they were just saying they were, maybe – whatever they do, sitting and, having some ice on the knees or something after playing for the first time since May 6th. I think he's fine. He's going to play center field today. Now, Ref Snyder got hurt again, so he might play center field today and play against the Yankees tomorrow, although I doubt if Doc Rock would allow that to happen. But they might bring him back. But, he looked fine. He chased a couple of sliders from this Tapia, who was with Seattle and then ended up getting traded to Kansas City. And he's been in the big leagues a little bit. But they had him at 101 on the board, which is probably about 98. That's definitely a juiced-up radar gun over there. But he drew a walk off him. And then he beat the shift, too. They were playing him way over to the left, and he hit a ball to right for a single, too. So, he looked fine.
Fastest guy on a field in town last night was not Buxton, Patrick. It was Doc Rock coming out of the dugout and sprinting after Ref Snyder got hurt and was down at second base. Baldelli, I mean, he made record time getting him out of that game and getting to him. It was remarkable.
Well, when you see the franchise savior lying on the ground like that,
yes,
you don't
right.
know if it's concussion, if it's a hammy. Yeah,
Rob Ref Snyder. Yeah, it was impressive. Mm-hmm. You would have been impressed.
It was. That's too bad. I mean, this kid is. People have hot streaks in baseball. You know, some of the really bad ones never do, but. Almost everybody has that streak. Well, it's like the golfer who isn't a great golfer, but for 3 or 4 weeks, you see him, he's finishing fourth and eighth and contending to win. He has that month. He's 30. He's having his month, and then he got hurt, when it's over and done with, he'll be a 220 hitter in the big leagues, right? That's what he is. That's what he is. We've seen enough of him, but he's having his hot streak now that he will never have again in the rest of his life, and then he gets hurt twice. It's too bad.
Pat, did you see the fumbling Garrett Cole answer to a very specific question about, have you ever used spider tack on a baseball by one of the Yankees beat writers?
No, I did not. I saw the headline on it, and I had some running around to do it. I never got around to reading.
If you get a chance, go watch the clip if you get a chance. It's 20 seconds of him essentially saying, I don't even know how to answer that question. Mm-hmm. So spider tack is like you know, take sunscreen and rosin and multiply it by like 10. Spider.
Well, what do we use this to catch spiders down in the basement of our houses or what? I actually don't know
what the regular use of spider attack is.
But yeah, that's the new substance a lot of guys are using then?
Yeah.
Yes, to get killer spin rate, yes.
Well, it's I heard this now yesterday from a source I might have already revealed, but I'm not gonna make it official. They are gonna in a couple of weeks. Now maybe this is out there. I hadn't seen it. They're gonna check pitchers after they leave the mound at the bottom of the first, the starting pitchers, and then they're gonna check relievers after they leave the mound at the end of an inning. They're going to start doing that. And supposedly they're going to get serious about this, so it'll be interesting.
Who's going to check them? Umpires?
Okay. Umpires, yeah, umpires.
They'll be thrilled about that.
Oh, God, plus it'll, you know.
Joe West will. He'll just
tell us. That'll add like another 10 minutes to this interminable game, right? I guess they got to do something because these guys, you know, it's like roids. You know, they started, there was a few guys taking roids, and pretty soon it was 65% of the league, right? So I guess you got to do something, right?
What were guys doing when you, I mean, go back to the 70s and the 80s. I mean, you know, the guys have been trying to get an advantage with grip on a baseball for a long time.
The substances are better. You know, the substances are better. Back then it was, you know, Carl Willis spit on the ball, or you put a little Vaseline on it, or, you know, put a little mark on it. But not super duper concoctions that, you know, if a child ever ingested it, they'd die. You know, I mean, and teams are absolutely complicit in this, are they not? They're always bragging about how somebody improved their spin rate,
right.
And we always thought it was because of these new, they can show their skeletal frame of how they can get a better release point, and they got the weight distribution plate on the mound to tell them if they're getting maximum force when they land, but as it turns out, it's all because they're cheating, right? So that's,
yes.
I mean, that's the grandeur of baseball. If it comes down to honor or having a better chance to stick around the big leagues or having a better chance to get $100 million contract, honor has got no chance, right?
Correct.
None. So
yeah.
Anyway, but you know what? They'll figure this out, and then the players will come up with something else to get around it, right? You know, it used to be steroids. You had to get a shot in your ass, you know. Now then they say, yeah, we got better stuff than that. We can just rub a little on your arm, and they'll give you muscles, right? So the chemists are too smart for the
cream and the clear. Yeah.
Well, hey, I got a thought that's been with me since last night, though, gents. As we come out of the pandemic, I think, you know, the NFL is the same as it's always been. NHL's fine. NBA's doing great. Baseball has really gotten hammered, and I don't know if people are coming back. Last night, the Saints, first night for full occupancy, right? Beautiful night, middle of June. You know, it's hot, okay, but you know, who cares, you know. They get 5,000 people with maximum, you know, that would have been one of their smallest crowds that they've ever had in CHS Field for a Saints mm-hmm. game. And the Twins, Yankees in town, you know, don't tell me about people being afraid of downtown or any of that thing. Yankees in town, disappointing team, they draw 17,000 on a June night. Baseball was declining, and now I think it's just people, you know, their lives became so complicated, and, you know, they looked for other entertainments and everything, and they're still not bounced back from, this thing, as far as living normal lives, I think baseball is really gonna, I think this is long term right here. I think this is, they got to look around. They aren't drawn, I mean, even in the places that are opened up, they're not drawing people. You know, St. Louis is doing good in some places like that, but you look around here, I can guarantee you. I got a couple of texts last night from Twins people asking me how the crowd was, and I think they were expecting the Saints to maybe have 8,000 people. They had 5,000, just barely 5,000. I think that's it's. I'm not the guy to psychologically interpret this, but I'm waiting to read the stories when ESPN or somebody goes after this story, you know, because I think that just looking around, my anecdotal evidence is baseball is, you know, they were in trouble before this, the pandemic, but they're really in trouble now. People have just, they've sailed. The people have just gone on with their lives, you know. It's and baseball's the one, 162-game schedule and all that. They're the ones that are taking the hit here, I think.
Which, Pat, makes this a perfect time for a work stoppage that lasts an entire year. That's the problem, too. I don't think they play in 2022. And if
yeah,
they go
we'll
out,
find out,
and if they go out when they come back, it's the problem that you just said times 10.
Yeah, well, here's the problem is they can realistically go to the players and say, listen, we've lost hundreds of millions of dollars the last 2 years, and the players are going to say that's not our problem, you know. So yeah, I think you're probably right, but certainly as you look around, there's less incentive for the owners to settle, right?
Yes.
when you see the what's happening in your ballpark now, that everybody can that wants to could come, and you draw 17,000 for the Yankees on a June night that's, you know, 96 degrees and, you know, I mean, sunny, and it's been, you know, it's been hot for a week, and the Saints draw 5,000 in St. Paul. I mean, I think they're in big trouble.
Yeah. Well, Pat, do yourself a favor, pour a little lemonade and go find the first 20 seconds of Garrett Cole's answer to the Spider Pack question.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you later this week.
Well, it'll be interesting tonight if we get the buzz job on Donaldson or not.
You coming tonight?
We got the grandkids today, so we got a. I think the Woodbury athletes are playing tonight. I might go watch them instead.
Judd is disgusted. Judd's disgusted right now.
Make sure they play fast, at the very least, okay? And take some spider tack if they're pitching.
The odds of that in 12-year-old girl, the odds of that in 12-year-old girl softball aren't too great.
I don't know, Pat. You got to get that competitive advantage.
We aren't turning many double plays, let's put it that way.
All right, see you, Pat. All right, that's Rapping with Ricey here, the legendary Patrick Ricey. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm Mackie and Judd.